Hello, doctor.
I want to get line drive.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours. That's it. But it's your own shoe. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's.
But the main thing for me, I know, is honesty. Like,
yes.
Like, I lie.
Yeah.
But I'm honest about it.
No, you're not.
What?
Not all negative, but as a God is good, blood.
That's what I want.
Goodness gracious. Smackable.
Yes.
I know.
And I run it.
Yo.
Yo, what's happening?
You got a raspy voice.
Holiday
voice. Are you okay?
Yeah. I've been drinking.
Yeah. You sound like a fuck. Listen, I've been drinking. What are you up to? I don't get it. Why does your voice sound like that,
bruv? I've been drinking wine. I'm in a good place now.
You say you're merry.
Happy.
You're merry.
Yeah.
I'm in a good place. What one? Echo Falls
or the Malbec?
You need that. Oh, Malbec! Ah! I remember I had a mentor one time,
yeah.
And like a friend of mine. Like I'll say mentor stroke friend because like it wasn't necessarily helping me with everything, but you know it was a good laugh. We had good conversation. He taught me a lot. And like man was at a bar. Older white guy, and he's like, are you drinking anything? I was like, nah, I was probably just getting orange juice. He's like, hey, you sure? I was like, yeah, you know white people love a drink. They love a drink.
He's like,
yeah, let me get Malbec. And I was like, ooh. I was like, what's that? He's like, oh, it's just a red wine. I was like, you know, let me get Malbec as well, bruv. Since then, I've been ordering Malbec anytime someone says, ah, there's no rosé, There's no, what's it called? What's the drink that we all like? Moscato, that's it. Because there's never Moscato, which I don't understand. Yeah. That's the best drink around.
It's run out. But no, this one, all the way from Argentina or one of them. One of them spots out there.
You know that one that's furthest down in the aisle at the top shelf?
Do you know what's mad, though? Do you know how they, like, obviously I think everyone knows how they make wine, innit? Like, you step on grapes, innit?
Yeah.
Like, deep it.
I know. It's mad.
Do you think, I was saying this the other day. Do you think, the reason the wine is named, for example, Malbec, is because the man that stepped on it, his name is Malbec. Do you know what I mean? But obviously, the first man to step on Malbec was Malbec, then, isn't it? So he might have died by now. So only his family have the same foot DNA as him, innit? So it has to be a lineage thing, innit?
What did you say? Foot DNA, did you say?
Yeah, like they've got the same foot. Do you know what I mean? is it lineage?
Fuck off! Have I said they've got the same foot? Because they're the same family. All right. Yeah. So what I want you to do here is next time you see your brother, you look back your socks in it and look if you've got the same foot as him. Because I know you've been banging ball, bruv. Same black toenails and everything, yeah?
Nah, me and my older brother do. Nah, I'm fixing my foot still.
What you saying? Toenails is the phenotype. Let's say my genotype is the same.
The toe is on recovery, trust. I've been putting in work, cuz.
So you've been getting them pedicures on your thing?
I've been doing home pedicures, bruv.
that's what I'm on. I'm not letting no one touch my foot again. Because last
it's
time
a beige colour now.
It's beige, it's off-white. Yeah. Virgil.
It's gone from black. that was quick. That was quick still.
That was good, isn't it? Yeah. I love a drunk crowd. You guys are great. You guys have been great tonight. Thanks.
Oi. Do you know what I saw the other day? Not even the other day, just yesterday. In like theatres or play productions or whatever. They're not allowed to say ladies and gentlemen anymore.
Yes, I saw that. I actually saw that. I was very, very shocked at that. Very shocked. Someone said, this is just fucking ridiculous now.
Bruv, it is. Because, I get some people. What is non-binary? Some people, you just identify as nothing, basically.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it's when you don't want to identify as
Why must we now address no one because we haven't addressed them in what we're saying?
That's a good point.
So now everyone, because of you, everyone now can't get addressed.
Now, now nobody. What if, as a gentleman, I want to be addressed?
What if, as a gentleman, I want to be addressed?
It's very true. It's like this whole blanket thing that everyone's trying to do. I understand equality. I understand that, everyone should have their rights, of course. But when it comes to trying to make sure that we please everyone, someone's always going to be upset because there's going to be someone that says no. I loved it when you guys used to say ladies and gentlemen. Someone's always going to be upset. So now that person that wants to be told ladies and gentlemen, is it fair on them that they can't be told that?
Now the play just starts, like the curtain just opens. So.
Listen, there's no like way to introduce the film and that. Listen, the theatre production just starts now. They're not even ready.
What's going on? It's just starting, Bev. They're all doing the opening scene. Yeah. It's all Macbeth.
But you know what? I reckon the argument would be if somebody said, no, that's not fair, because I love that about the theatre, and I've been to the theatre for ages. I've gone down to the pictures. You know, that's how they talk. I've gone down to the pictures and all this kind of stuff. And I reckon the argument will be...
The pictures is the cinema, bruv.
I know. But you know what I'm saying. I wouldn't say pictures, innit? but basically, the argument to that would probably be, well, you've had this right for such a long time.
It's not a right, it's just addressing a crowd.
Privilege, because that's what we see it as. But again, somebody else might see it as, I've been ignored every time I went to the theatre.
They just need to decide what they want to be called once and for all. If the rest of us want to be ladies and gentlemen, if you want us to say ladies, gentlemen and non-binary, fine. But you can't now say we can't say what we were saying.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's stepping on my toes, bruv.
We wasn't offending anyone saying that.
If we was, then just ask to be considered. But you know what? Exactly. You know what they're probably doing? Because I've seen man on LBC. I can't remember who it was. But I've seen man, educated white guy, all this kind of stuff. Man say, bruv, that's a lot of letters, bruv. This is just ridiculous. And you know, in LBC, they do them undertones. Like, he'll be like, the LGB, which one is it? And you know he knows what it is. But he's trying to show you this is ridiculous in his eyes, isn't it? So I know that what they're probably trying to do is, instead of them say, ladies, gentlemen, non-binary, transgender, people in whatever, they're probably like, you know what? Let's forget adding stuff to it. Let's just wipe it all out. But that is unfair.
The maddest thing is, it's not even laws. Like, just new things are getting imposed. Like, it's not a written law. You know what I'm saying?
It's not
a bill passed through Parliament. But the amount of things that I've seen them collect just like that, like, it's like, maybe it's not just like that. That might make it seem too easy. They may have been fighting for their rights for a bit of time. But it's hurting me, bruv.
I know what you mean, because you know what hurts about it, and I think what I get from what you're saying, is that at the end of the day, man don't have no power. Man can't say, nah, I want that, or I like that. Now it's just a sense of, you know what, if this group of people said that they don't like that, or you're not allowed to do it, that's it, it changes. And it's kind of like, bruv, as a maybe heterosexual man, what power does man actually have? Because right now, heterosexual, let's even say as a man or as a as a woman, because they said ladies and gentlemen, as a lady, like, what power do you actually have?
Women, unless the same women that once fought for their rights too one day now.
Yeah, word. Now it's just changing. So it's like, I don't know, man. Maybe in 30, 40 years' time, people are going to be fighting for the rights of heterosexual men and women, bruv. You never know, bruv.
We might have to.
You never know. And mark this day when I've said it. Even if I'm in the grave by the time it happens, I need someone to be like, rah, that was actually something man said. Like, can you imagine
things like that already happened, bruv, you know? But I was definitely thinking today, sometimes we say things, What conversation was we having? Sometimes we say things, and people were so, what was it? I was thinking about it today. Oh, let it come to me. I've been drinking too much Malbec, bro. I know. What was said? Let me think. Give me a second. Hold on.
That always happens. Sorry, should I be silent just so you can think?
Give me 5 seconds. Let's see what happens. All right, one sec. No, bruv, silent, bruv.
It's not good, man's trying to summon it. Man's saying fucking.
Oh, what was I thinking? Someone asked a question about I can't remember, but basically someone asked us something and we gave an answer, and it was like some things are just so standard, but then they act so surprised, like, oh rah, I never.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, it's just a bit of morals and values for yourself.
That's it.
How have you not been living this whole time? But then I also thought, like, there's so many generational differences. Like, did you even see what happened with T.I. today? I think it just happened, basically. It just came out that basically he's got a daughter who's 18 now, innit? And I'm not going to justify it, but I'm not a parent. And it's a thing with, I even thought this today, you're someone's husband, innit?
You can't now ask me
for marriage advice because I've never been married. People ask the wrong people for advice. People be asking people with thousands of pounds millionaire questions. People be asking people that have had failed relationships for marriage. And it's like, how are you going to take advice from this div? They've never even experienced it.
Yeah.
What was I even saying before that?
I'm with you to a degree on
that. Oh, the T.I. thing. So the T.I. thing,
he said,
I think he was on a podcast, and he said, every year, his daughter's birthday, then he takes her to the gynecologist to check if her hymen snapped.
Oh, rah.
Yeah, oh,
that's
rah.
That's interesting.
But none of us are parents.
Yeah. That's also none of my business.
All of our parents raised us in whichever different way they raised us.
Yeah.
So if now someone comes out and says, oh, yeah, my mum did this with me, and then people look like, what? Your mum did that? Yeah, are you now going to look at your mum mad? But when you was growing up, it was normal.
So people are saying he's violating her? Is that what people are saying?
I could think that as well. I'd think that's a bit mad. Like, because even
doctor-patient... Right?
Now she's 18, but like doctor-patient confidentiality, innit? I'm not sure what the rules are in America, but going to a gynecologist or even forcing your daughter to go there... saying you've had the sex talk, but like, is it a trust issue or you just want to know when she's had it so that you can have the next level of the conversation?
That's some higher level shit. That's very true.
I'm telling
people
you,
people would assume straight away you're trying to police her body.
That's always my thing with hearing a snippet of a conversation. I don't know the conversation before it, the actual question, and the follow up after that. They just took a soundbite of that piece. And that's the story. So it's like, I'd have to listen to the rest to know what go on. That's just what you always 100%. Have to do. So
but I'm never gonna even just example of that snippet thing, just something I heard today is apparently, oh, Summer Walker doesn't bath. But apparently she said just before that, she said, oh, I don't bath because I like showers, but they cut in the bit of I don't bath in it. So people are like, well, she don't bath, yeah. And it might be banter, but at the end of the day, there's someone that sees your message that was banter as serious because the internet, it's that snowball effect. More people just come onto it. Now, in regards to the T.I. thing, you're absolutely right, fam. Like, bruv, I don't know what he's doing that for, but I can't... People
but
are always going
to
assume...
Where did he learn parenting as well? You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Personally, I haven't learned to be a dad from anyone, so all of my styles are going to be unique and made up. Same with yours. Where did he learn that from? Yeah. So he may have... That may just be off his own back. That may be what... I don't know if he's got sisters, cousins. It may have been something that he's seen before and he's like, yeah, I want to know so that boom, boom, boom. I don't know.
Everyone's in everybody's business, innit? But at the end of the day, I don't know why he's also come out and said that. Now, it's his choice, but it's like... Then again, I don't know. He might be like, I don't care if you scrutinize me. I just wanted to say it. Or he might even be lying. You never know, innit? But my thing is like, fam, it's none of your business. I know it's on social media, but people can't differentiate between what is their business and what is social media. Do you get what I'm saying? People just think, oh, if it's on social media, it's everybody's business. You've made everybody aware. You've made everybody you know, cognizant of the fact that something's happening, but it doesn't mean it is your business. Like, if I see something, sometimes I'm like, I'm just going to scroll that, because if I say something mad, it's not my concern, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? But, what is your own, innit?
What is our business is, I saw again today, schools are teaching kids how to play with themselves or something along them lines.
What, how to masturbate?
Like that, yeah, like how to pleasure themselves.
Are you serious?
In schools. And it's like, who is in control of this world at the moment, bro?
Very, very, very interesting. Something I saw on Netflix in conjunction with that is that, oh, rah, women haven't really learned how to pleasure themselves, which is why they've got these mad, like, dreams of what a man will do for her, and then they're dissatisfied or unsatisfied, whatever it be. But that's for a woman. Do you get what I'm saying? That's for a woman later on. Like, sexual education was very much about, oh, have safe sex and that's it. It didn't really teach you about your sexual organs that much you know, maybe how an orgasm works and stuff. But there's levels to it. I think it should start in that way of teaching you, oh, this is the dangers of it. Then as you get a bit older and they realise maybe you're 16, 18, all right, give them a bit of, right, this is what the orgasm is and nobody should touch you without consent, and this is maybe how to pleasure yourself or learn your body a bit more, ladies, so that you don't have this warped reality of what men should be doing for you, blah, blah, blah. Maybe, innit? I'm not president. I'm not saying it should be like that. But in terms of children playing with themselves, that's very young, because you're sexualizing children. Like,
that's what some people are saying.
They're not even thinking. They're not even thinking. Because everyone's different. But at the end of the day, I don't want my child to be thinking, oh, this is cool to be doing this straight away. At least let man hit a... Like, how young are we talking here? Because it must be puberty.
It was definitely primary school. No, it was primary school.
Primary school. Teaching them young.
If I could... My phone's just not working at the moment. If I could get it up, I'd read it properly. But what I saw...
Primary school. I don't even mind going deeper into it, because that don't sound like that's done right here, fam. I don't mind going deep and find another... That can be on a podcast if you want, because that's wild. But I got primary school.
I got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had your stag the other day, innit?
I guess...
In Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Did someone order you a stripper?
Nah, men are shit.
Because you know, we get the same emails, right?
Yeah. I tried.
Didn't man try to order himself a stripper?
I tried.
Fam, I was on the emails today just clearing it ish up. And I saw Amsterdam stripping. I was thinking,
I tried. We could talk on the podcast. Because man needs to let you know the full emotions. You need to see my face, bruv. You just know how I felt, bruv. Holy shit. I tried.
Yeah. Cool. We'll talk about it on Sunday. But. Do you know what was mad that I saw in the airport as well? So obviously I was leaving, bare things happened. I underestimate my travel speed.
Would you mean? Remember, you just high breath?
Nah, maybe. But remember one time we was in I think we was going to see Florence to record, yeah?
Yeah.
And on the map it said, oh, it's a 20-minute walk. And I said, we'll do it in 12.
Yeah. I actually remember that.
Cool.
We did it pretty quick.
Mm. So then, because I knew I'd be high, I was thinking, I don't want to miss this flight to Greece, innit? So I'm going to get up early and do absolutely everything. Wash, shower, pack, just to even kill time. So let me not pack in the night, I'll pack in the morning because I'm going to be up. So I know.
Man said do everything, and man did the regular stuff. Man said it like he needed to go and buy something from the shop. He needed to make sure he got some stuff for his mum. Man said, do everything. Wash, brush my teeth, pack, everything. You know, that's like half an hour, bro.
Exactly. My flight was at 10 a.m. I woke up at 5 a.m. I was ready at 5:30. Yeah. I began my ascent to the airport, bro. So I'm bopping.
You began your what?
fam, I get my ascend, my climb.
Oh, you're gonna kill me today. But I said my ascend. Oh shit.
I've been getting my ascent. So yeah, I'm bopping. I get to the airport. I think I am at least, so like I've dropped my bag. I think I get to the airport at 6:55 now. I've dropped my bag because the terminal didn't open till 7. So I've waited for it to open. I've dropped my bag. You know that, like, I remember I asked about the transfers as well.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, are they going to move my bag? And I've got an hour between the flights, innit? So I'm thinking, I'm going to have to run. So I've already prepared myself for running. Yeah. I've got trainers that I can run in, tracksuit bottom, and a light bag. Light bag. Yeah. I'm ready to run. I said, I've already prepped my brain that I'm going to have to run. You know when you're moving people? Move, bruv. I've got to catch this flight, bruv. So I am prepared. So I'm at the airport now, I've checked in, it's 7. My flight is now in 3 hours. I've got 3 hours of nothing, bruv. Nothing. So I went to sleep, bruv. And then
the fact that you said ascend is still funny, yeah? Because a man repeated himself and said, my ascent. Oh, that is funny, Rav. I've been just Googling because I know what you're saying, but I'm thinking, I swear you're supposed to say ascent, like, because you know you say you start your descent from the mountain. So
yeah,
you say
and
your
I wanted to say ascend. I'm on my way up to the airport.
Funny,
that's what,
bruv,
I wanted to say.
That is hilarious.
That's the word I wanted to use. So I'm at the airport and I'm sleeping at the airport. I'm sleeping like people could rob me.
Yeah.
You know that kind of sleep where they could rob you, bruv?
Steal
from me, bruv. They can really steal from me. So I'm there now.
Because if you're falling asleep in that much noise, it's, I'm sure, it's, bruv, it's fine if someone's tapping your pockets, bruv. You ain't waking up.
Charles, fam, I was out. But then I woke up now because the plane has pulled in, innit? So I'm a gate. I set an alarm for 9, innit? So the plane's pulled in, gate D2. I'm sat by the window, so I'm pre-ing it because I want to make sure my luggage, that they put my luggage there, innit?
Yeah.
So I'm watching them offload all.
You're trying to look for your luggage. I know what you're talking about.
I'm watching them offload all the luggage of the previous flight and put the new luggage on, innit? So then for some reason, they had automatic shutters and the shutters began to shut. But the window is double glazed, so the shutters is in between the window. I'm thinking, these look all right, bruv. How am I going to see my bag?
How am I going to see my bag? Well, like, they got, like, the shop sort of shutters,
yeah?
Like, closing in between.
Blinds.
Oh, blinds.
Yeah. So they pulled the blinds.
I was going to say, what kind of prison is this?
Can I just laugh? Why are they closing the shutters, bruv? So now the shutters have begun to go back up. Then I've seen the new bags that they're about to put on the plane. There's four bags in. I don't even know what was in these blue bags, but four items were wrapped in blue bags. I'm thinking, okay, maybe that's the ones that they have to remember to leave on the plane. I didn't even know this, or maybe the ones that they have to transfer to a new plane. Then they started loaded on the other bag. So I'm thinking, I need to get on so I can't watch them load all the bags. Then there's this woman with a baby in it. Baby shouting. Yeah. I'm thinking, I know I'm going to be next to this baby, bruv. I'm next to the baby. So I get on the plane. For some reason, this woman has taken the baby out the pram and strapped the baby to her body, but she's about to board.
You have to do that, bruv.
No, do you know what got me mad? Do you know what got me mad? I was looking at it like, simple wrapper. If you had a wrapper, you strapped this baby in clean. This woman had to give someone else her baby, strap the straps to her body, and then strap the baby in. Simple wrapper. Simple, you could wrapper. Just tie this
well,
kid
like,
to your
like
back.
Like African, like your mum to a wrapper.
Yeah. And just leave the head hanging out.
With it hanging.
The baby will be sleeping.
With the head
in
hanging.
Time, man.
Oh, you know, kid's gonna be flipping bow-legged. Bow-legged baby. Leg wrapped around the stomach or the back. Damn. Oh, shoot.
So now I'm flipping. So we get on the plane now. And this spun me. It spun me. So the woman is one row in front of me to the right. I'm on the left aisle seats. And she gives her baby a doll. The doll was black. I was like, wow, that's different. Why? Serbian. Yeah. They were Serbian.
Swear then.
Yeah, because I was flying to Serbia, then Athens. So they were Serbian. And what? In my head, I was thinking,
connecting joints. What?
I'm telling you. I don't know how many flights did you take? I just kept thinking about power, bruv. I just kept thinking, I'm going to link the Serbs. I'm going to get some drugs and start making it.
Going to be the new distro. You are dumb. I'm trying to be Tommy. Trying to take over as a new distro.
Yeah.
I never heard that word like shortened down before, but now I'm saying distro still.
Drug dealers are funny. So yeah, the youth is playing with a black doll and now I'm spun. So I thought, okay. So now it's time to get off the plane, yeah? And two things annoyed me. This first bit didn't annoy me, it's the bit afterwards. The woman is now strapping the body strap to her body again. And I was looking at her like, you're going to need help, and I'm the only one here. So yeah, she looked at me like, can you hold my baby?
She's giving the man the best in her child, bro. A black woman would have struggled, you know. She would have struggled. Baby would have been suffocating before she gave someone the child, bro. I'll be damned if you have my child and drop this child down. My God.
She gave me the baby. I took the baby, yeah. The baby started shouting. In my head, I was thinking, bruv, you was just playing with a black doll, bruv. You don't know me, bruv. You're looking at me like I'm strange. I was vexed, bruv. I gave the baby back, stopped crying instantly. I was looking at the baby like it's a pagan, bruv.
That's holding the baby, bruv. People are mad.
I was vexed. Now, I'm getting off the plane, and I'm thinking, remember, I told you, I thought I'm going to have to run. So I was ready to run to whichever gate it was to catch my next flight, innit? Because I've only got an hour. Yeah. So I get off the plane, and I'm looking for the sign that says transfer, innit? Cool, transferred, and it says transfer desk. So I get to the desk, everyone's moving like they're on lunch break. I'm thinking, are you lot all right, bruv? Man's got a transfer, bruv. Women's will try to leave. I said, yo. Where do I go, bruv? Where's my transfer? She said, do you already have your ticket? I said, yeah. She said, just go straight to the gate. I said, calm. I looked on the thing. It said A2. So I'm thinking, all right, A10 to 20 is that way. A1 to 9 is that way. So I thought, all right, there's A2. Then I started looking and I'm thinking, hold on a minute. I just pulled into A2. So I had to get off the plane to get back on it. I was fuming. I would have just stayed on the plane.
The thing is, I know why they did it, but it's pretty unnecessary. Like, they could have just said, if you are on the flight boarding to blah, 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 then you can stay on it. Obviously, some people are actually leaving at Serbia, innit? Like, obviously, that woman, she's clearly getting off the plane and going home, innit?
When? I forget, so that I have to get off the plane and queue up again. I was fuming. I was ready to run, and now I'm at the back of the queue.
I'm just trying to get to the gate. Because you know you don't know where the gate is when you're on the transfer. Exactly. Like, you don't know. Yeah. It could be at the other end, 2 hours away.
Trust. I was asking. And then I'm all thinking, these lot better not take my luggage off. So I've got on. Then I've got to Greece now, and I'm at the airport waiting for my luggage. Seen it. Yeah. Oh, the joy. Do you know what? I always feel, even if it's not a transfer thing, I always feel like they'll leave my luggage somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
I always feel that. It's annoying, but
people lose luggage when you go on one flight, bruv. So I have no doubt in my head that these guys are capable of losing my luggage when they had to actually transfer it to another plane.
I've seen how they be treating people's luggage. Because remember, I watched them offload and they just be throwing it, bruv.
Bro, sometimes, if I ever get, a expensive, set of luggage, Louis Vuitton and all that, one, I'm either not going to be flying on commercial flights. But if I ever get to a point where, let's say I am putting Fragile on it. I'm putting, there's glass in here, bruv. Don't throw wrap my the, luggage, bruv.
Wrap the bag in bubble wrap.
Cellophane. In the cling, wrapped in cling, bruv. That bag is getting wrapped in cling because I've seen men throw bags. I'm like, bruv, man better not do that to my... I can't do nothing about it, but I'm going to say, man better not do that to my bag, bruv.
Chance, I saw that dashing bags. I was like, you lot all right, bruv. I'm moving mad. But then, so what? I've got to Athens now. What happened? And then, so I'm all opening my bag in the hotel and my clothes are wet.
You're lying. Did it rain?
Clothes all wet. I'm thinking, how? But I'm having a great time, though. I'm having a great time.
Oh, that's good. That's the most important thing, bruv.
Yeah.
That is the most important thing. I was speaking to one of my boys yesterday and he said, everything's going well. He just got bare parking tickets, innit? So he was like, bruv, but I realised in life, you have to have the L's to balance out the W's.
100%.
You have to take some L's, bruv.
If you don't know what the W's, don't feel so sweet. Word.
The W needs to feel sweeter.
You gotta have both.
The W needs to feel sweeter, bruv. So 100%. Abasidi's enjoying himself in Greece. So he was up in Serbia. Having a good time.
I was in Serbia, you know. It was jokes there. Like the shit I observed in Serbia, I was just bending in my head, man.
Man just passing through, but man seeing different things. That's the woman.
Word. I was on the internet. Like, how long does it take to? Is an hour transfer period enough? And bare people were saying it's a bit risky, but go for it. He said, "Yeah, I've got another option of 12 hours. Yeah, I could go and see Serbia a bit." I was thinking, bro, did you make your hour flight, bruv? Reply to your team. You say, yeah, mate. I said, thank God, bruv.
What?
I was doing my Google.
Man, it's a bit risky, but go for it. What? I said, go for it. Have to, bruv. That's it, like a choice.
I like white people, man.
Nah, you gotta love them. You got to love them, bruv. You gotta love them. What time are you back?
So like Sunday at like 9 a.m. I think. I mean Saturday 9 a.m.
Oh, I was gonna say, I thought you said Saturday. Oh, okay. Alright, well. You got anything on the agenda? You got any excursions?
What did we do? We climbed a mountain.
Oh shit, climbing mountains again. Look at you, babe, I know how to do this.
It was actually last year that I climbed a mountain in Morocco. No, this mountain was just something. Do you know what got me mad? It was some place called Acropolis. Yeah, it's like a ruin, a temple, or something. But no one actually told us what the temple was used for back in the day. Like, it's lit though. Yeah. There's bare like Greek mythological looking things out there. But what's mad is there's 6 million people in Athens. About 2 million of them, 2 million of them are immigrants, and 3 million people drive. So there's just always traffic.
Oh, that's mad.
It's mad. Mm. 6 million in one city. It's packed tight, cuz. That's lit. It's nice, though.
It's too full.
it's full, bruv.
It's too full, bruv. Bare people. Mm. That's bad. I haven't been Greece. I think I've been Greece once. Yeah, I've been Greece once, like, when I was young. But I ain't been somewhere. To me, it don't count if you went when you was young. Like, there's better stuff man needs to revisit. Like, now, so I don't know, but Greece is in trouble, weren't they? They were in trouble, like the euro and all that kind of stuff.
No, that was time ago. Remember,
are they good now?
They got the euro, yeah, they're good. And that was ages ago. And remember, the euro is stronger than the pound now,
yeah, it's wild. I've got 10 euros from Amsterdam, and I'm thinking, right, maybe I should keep this and do 4x.
Yeah,
hold on to that.
This pound is weak. It's nasty. But yeah, someone's husband, you ready, yeah?
Yeah, I hope so. I'm good still. I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
I'm confident.
I think the most important thing is when you treat your relationship like you're going to get to that stage anyway. So when you're at that stage where it's about to start, you don't feel like it's new. It's just that work. Mm-hmm. They'll say that to when you're about to get promoted. They say you have to behave like you're in that position. You're thinking, fam, you don't even pay me enough. But I know what it is. So when I get there, word, it's not a mad
pay
culture
me
shock.
What, the person that I should be behaving like gets paid?
Yeah,
should just do and not get. You're bluffing, bruv.
Words.
You pay me right. I'll, if you up yours, I'll up mine, bruv.
Yeah. You know, if you pay me more, I'll do it.
I should just be up in my own. And you're up your own. Are you mad?
For you to say, ah, oh, we don't think you're ready yet. You're bad, bruv. Give me some more bread, please.
So have you been acting like a husband, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I think I have been. But there's been obviously some things which is like, oh, well, you know, we're going to have to start doing this. And I'm like, bruv, man, didn't sign up for all of this, bruv. Man's just trying to be a husband. But it comes with some shit. Late. So I'll be finding it out. It'll be a journey. Everyone will be walking with me on that journey for all the people listening. So it should be interesting. But yeah, I'm ready.
Do you understand what Mr. Shoddy was talking about with the boxes yet?
What boxes?
Have you listened back yet to the boxes and chairs?
The books and chairs. I need to listen back to it. But I understood it, but it was the other example that spun me. So I was like, what are you talking about? But then he said I was explaining it. And I was like, what? I was like, I didn't get that. But again, when someone's talking on this podcast, sometimes you're not always listening or you're not hearing right because you're thinking, hold on, did he say that or did I hear that wrong? And you're moving on to the next subject. So no, I'm going to listen back to it. But I do remember getting it. I understood it when he explained him explaining it. But one of the examples, I was like, what? I didn't get it. And someone said it on YouTube as well. So I was like, I don't get it. I was like, I get that you don't get it, bro. But I'm going to listen back because there was loads of gems. So anyone that ain't listened to that, 100% listen to that one. Loads of gems.
For sure. Don't miss out on
that. But yeah, bro, I need to dip out. Enjoy your Mel Beck and then whatever you're doing. You know the theory, bro.
Nice, baby. It's crazy.
Hello, doctor.